How is it that I always get stuck with you on rooftop stakeout duty?
I'm sorry, Stu, are we not friends?
It's Eustace, and we never were.
Tease.
Shut up and sit down.
Fine.
Ow.
What now?
Sat on my dice.
Is that a euphemism?
No. See? Actual metal dice.
Where did you get those?
The crazy woman. But you can buy them at MetallicDiceGames.com.
MetallicDiceGames.com?
Yeah, and you can get 10% off from the Rancor's brothel. Or was that for the brothel?
Cecil.
Sorry, what? Yes. 10% off at checkout using code RBP10.
MetallicDiceGames.com, promo code RBP10?
Correct, my friend.
Yeah, we still aren't friends.
Don't care. Damn it.
What is it this time?
I have to pee again.
Just go.
Fine, but no peeking.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Nope, not gonna happen.
What the hell happened?
Nothing. Why didn't we go with the ball-shaving one?
Hello, dear listeners. We wanted to give you a slightly different intro to this one before getting to the actual intro of the game. This game comes with a bit of a trigger warning. Needless to say, it is not for children. This game is a bit darker than most of our other Call of Cthulhu scenarios, and comes with a mature content warning. Please be aware that this game contains mature themes including drugs, sex, sex magic, prostitution, sexual murder, and all manner of sexual practices are at least touched on. If this is not your type of game, please feel free to listen to any of our other shows. We completely understand. Thank you for listening.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Berlin, the Wicked City. Devil Eats Flies.
Were there any other items that you can tell me about that maybe you can't let me see, or?
No body parts were found in the apartment. A lot of blood, but was mostly cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
We only found trace amounts. The bed was stained, and some gardening tools.
I was about to say, what about that garden shed?
Have you looked into the shed?
No. We didn't know there was a shed.
Oh, no. Did he confess?
Essentially.
I didn't know if he did or not.
What's essentially mean?
He was supposed to go to trial and he died before, too.
What did he say? This is important.
I thought he got arrested on suspicion. He was going to go to trial, but he hung himself. He had hung himself.
Well, they got him at least on three.
Yeah, he hadn't been convicted yet. Mm-hmm. He was so many days out from the verdict being given. So he was going to be convicted guilty, but was not marked it as such.
Right.
I'm going to go with that they don't know.
More interesting.
That's fine by us.
Yep.
Means we have an untouched scene.
Yeah.
I'm going to go touch it.
Yeah, basically, let's go with the non-forensic / detective-y people and go to the scene that no one's been to yet.
Yes. Yeah. 25% spot hidden.
He's got 70. I've got 40.
I have 37. She's not good at noticing shit.
It's okay.
So he is looking at you as in this, just to say, I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither.
Okay.
Well, it's a garden tool, so like a chick shed? There was no shed.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
That's how I'd see it.
Didn't he confess?
Yes and no.
Yeah, I don't think it said confess.
He sort of gave in to certain questions, but...
Yeah, because it says in here they found evidence that was sufficient enough to bring to court to charge him for the two other murders, and...
What questions did he answer?
And he was found with a dead body. So he's found the body and stuff that led to the possibility of the other two.
Right.
So he was caught with his red on him.
Literally red-handed.
Yeah.
Literally blood-handed.
Yeah.
We've been there.
You say to yourself,
that was the worst possible thing you could have said right now.
Like, he doesn't have the, he doesn't have in front of him like the transaction of interviews or anything like that. But he says,
"I slam my hand on the table and yell, 'What kind of investigator are you?'"
A shitty one. He says, "I didn't know there was a garden." He says that if you look here in the journal, you can see the names of all his victims. At least that's what we assume. If you ask me, that's what it is. I think he had each one figure out in advance. Hmm. He rarely killed the first time he ever saw a woman.
A lot of planning.
He appeared to learn about her, learned her name, wrote it down, and then went after her. He kind of points at some of the names. He says, you see some of these here have an X mark next to them?
Mm-hmm.
I think these are the ones that got away somehow.
Oh. Is what's her face?
Fran.
Suscovia.
I just have Fran.
Can I
Fran.
See her?
If you are scouring through, it says to give a spot hidden, but honestly, you're flipping through the fucking pages.
Yeah.
You see the name Sasnovsky written in the book.
Is there an X?
There is an X.
She got away. My God.
This will be very helpful for my research.
I assume
it's
the
Can I hold on to it for a couple days?
Sure.
Nice. Not that
my
I've
best friend, Investigator Creed.
I guess it would be, I'd have to ask them in that sense. Like, if they're assuming the X means got away, that means, like, the ones that didn't, they've confirmed are dead in some degree. Like, the last
ones that got away. The ones that got away are essentially the ones that didn't get killed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, right. Like, there's a way to confirm that one was killed versus not killed.
Is,
that's the question.
Yeah. Is Lulu?
Yeah.
Can I see Lulu's name?
Yeah, if you flip through far enough, you do see Lulu's name.
And does she have an X?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I was getting at. It'd be more I have to ask them because you don't know all the people that got away versus the ones that didn't.
Right.
So that's where I was like, we need to ask them that.
Are there any notes next to Sasnovsky?
We could take this back and not look at this in front of the investigator.
I want him to watch.
As you do his job better than him.
Yeah.
You've already got a crime scene he had no knowledge of. And you have people involved that were not killed that you can confirm information that they had speculated on. Clearly, this is why Edgar went into PI work.
Are you doing your cracker happy dance?
It does not appear to have that type of information. If it does, it's not listed here in this book, so I'm going to assume that it's just a list of names.
Less so description, more so just tracking who they, it's like this, he knows who they are, he just
right, and the investigators know notes. Enough to say, well, he learned their names and wrote them down before he attacked them, so that means he did a decent amount of investigation into it beforehand.
Yeah.
Right.
Wonder if he kept trophies.
Of course he did.
I know,
well,
so I'm wondering what they are.
If he had them, they would probably be at the garden shed because the police said they didn't collect anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Investigator, my friend, thank you. I will treat this with the utmost care, and I will take it directly back to my home and definitely not go to a crime scene that you don't know about.
What prison was he held in?
He says, we actually have him in the morgue now.
What?
I want to see that body.
Yeah.
I poke my head out of the office. Hey, Lottie, you want to see that body? Hell yeah!
Then you got to walk down a train track for 3 hours. Like, it takes forever to get to that plot.
I'll pass through.
And it all ends in a near shooting that doesn't happen.
Was
you kind of like, it's an okay ending.
That was Stand By Me, right?
Stand By Me. Yeah.
Almost get by train. Stand By Me.
The movie?
And then, like,
you want to go see a dead body?
With Joaquin Phoenix's brother River?
I'm a baby.
It's
27.
I think it was in 27. I've never seen the movie, but I know the plot of the movie, which is
I know it involves a dead body.
Uh-huh.
Well, literally, it's like, hey, do you guys want to see a dead body? It's a coming-of-age story by Stephen King.
Yeah.
It is.
He did those two?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stephen King, what has this man done?
He's written a lot more stuff than
not just horror. But
anywho,
it doesn't list the
looking for that Steve King sponsorship. Come on,
he also wrote Cujo in like a day, just like popped up on cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even remember writing that.
We're gonna see a dead body. They are. I'm gonna pass on the dead body.
Sure, you can see a dead body.
You know, bodies are just like meat clocks, right?
Yeah, but they're not running. I don't care about those.
No, that's fair.
He likes to open up running bodies.
You want
to
see inside me?
She probably wouldn't run very long. I'm not a doctor.
Lottie won't leave Erwin alone. Like, she's just not going to do it.
Oh, you go see the dead body. I'll gladly wait.
What are you throwing?
She knocked over her water.
Oh, baby.
Sorry.
But no, yeah, you guys can go see the dead body. I'll sit right out here. I'll sit on a bench.
You guys see the body of a man in his 50s who looks to be about 10 years older, spindly and rangy, with large gnarled hands and a body with lots of mileage on it.
Is he flabby?
He's spindly. A butcher.
Definitely the...
I'll
let you continue here.
Even in death, his eyes remain hateful and pig-like.
Wait, ooh. Why are they open?
Your eyes don't normally shut. Yeah.
No.
I hate everything about life. What is this?
The shutting of eyes in TV shows is a lie.
He's on slab?
You also evacuate yourself.
Yeah, he's in cold storage, basically.
I'm gonna, go to his head and lower myself so I'm,
my great aunt did.
Looking gross. Down the length of his body.
Seems grossly familiar.
I found you, pun. You flabby-chested son of a bitch.
Do you say that out loud?
I do.
Everybody else is just like...
Adelaide takes out her session notebook and writes something down next to your name.
Lottie that's just my notebook. Closer to the door. Like, super scared of Frederick.
As time's gone on, she's become less and less comfortable around.
Flabby-chested bastard.
Okay. I'll let you guys keep investigating the body if you want to, if there's anything crazy.
Yeah, go ahead.
How does it look like he died?
Lottie will leave and go back to hang out with Erwin.
Okay. I mean, that's what you see. There's nothing really else to it. It's a dead body.
Bruising around the neck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the coroner there?
No.
Okay. Any medical examiners?
I'll ask the investigator if there's a coroner's report on his death.
The report would state death by suicide by hanging.
Yeah, I vote. It's like, oh, that's a show. That's a just. Yeah.
They don't care at this point. He's dead.
He's dead. Looks like
they were
going
to hang him anyway. So
I'll just do a spot hidden just to see if I notice anything about the body. I'm going to look at the back of his neck. I'm like,
check the toes.
I'll check his toes. Until the investigator says, sir, you need to leave, I'll just be looking at the body and lifting rummaging. It up and looking at different corners of it. It's an ought 9.
Wow.
That is
extreme.
Anything weird just stand out?
You see a dead body.
Yeah, literally that's nothing.
There's
literally
nothing your extreme.
Extreme about it. It's... You don't. You find some marks on his wrist from the shackles.
I'm gonna WB yeet these dice.
Like his hands are gnarled. His hands are kind of gnarled, and his knuckles may be a little beat up. He appeared to maybe have scoliosis, but
I know
just a light version of
piggy
it.
And hateful. That's all you got.
Yeah,
basically everyone over 50 has
it's a dead
piggy
body.
And hateful life.
Yeah.
Nothing super important comes to you from the body.
Good to know. Don't turn 50, y'all.
If you're out there and you're 50, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry about you.
Live fast, die young, leave pretty corpse.
I'm just sitting ever so patiently outside the room.
Oh, Lottie's sitting next to you, just
trying to chat you up.
Stroking your cane.
You at most, I pull out. I'm not on my cane today. I only had it for the fancy look. again, it's just a cane. But I've pulled out my little watch to look and see. And
she's looking at it and she asks you about it.
It's a chronometer. It's a very accurate timepiece.
And then she would ask you to explain more. She knows that you like clocks.
Man, he'll go on explaining.
Like she likes clocks.
Whoa!
Boom!
Cogs.
Did you guys know that clock sounds like cock?
It's also cog.
If you're from Chicago,
cog. Many words sound like cog.
If you say cog,
so he comes out. Nothing too determinant with the dead body. Do we want to go check out said shed?
Yes.
Since she knows where the shed is,
shed trip.
You guys got directions to the shed?
While we're traveling to the shed, Adelaide is going to start going through the notebook.
You'll have time because we are going from one end of the map back to the other end of the map.
Excellent.
Because we're going from the west end back to
the... Are you driving?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Do you have library use?
I do, I think.
I do.
I do not.
Does Adelaide have library use?
I do.
Library use.
I mean, everybody has a flat 20.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Go ahead and roll library use.
Oh, he wants me to roll.
Yes, that's why I was asking.
That is a 5.
Ooh, that is impale.
Extreme.
Yeah, impale's okay. Combat.
Extreme.
You hit them so hard your fist enters their body.
I punched the journal so hard.
So hard that she just absorbed
that
it.
I absorbed the information
you
through
Tom Riddle's
osmosis.
Osmosis.
You absorbed the information osmosis via osmosis through your fist.
I wish I could absorb things through osmosis through my fist.
Oh my god, that'd be so nice. I would just punch everything.
God, I love mashed potatoes.
That'd feel nutrient. Weird. That would feel very
just
weird.
Punch Google. Then you know all the things.
Just punch the internet.
Yeah.
Then your life would be ruined.
Mm-hmm.
I like the part in Die High when you guys thought you killed Google.
Yeah, that was funny. We broke Google. If we put this in Google, it'll destroy it. We have defeated Skynet.
Google.
Nerds.
All right. I'm just making note of how much you are reading.
A lot.
Yeah, because it's like anything called Cthulhu. Any length of book takes ages to read.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, it's like
it's typically a certain amount of weeks or months, yeah.
Yeah. What? A 200-page book will take a year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's...
Because we have a madman's journal. That's literally what we have. So it's going to be hard to read.
Yep.
Yeah, there's names and things, but that's about all we're going to get out of it.
You're reading critically.
Yes, and well.
Are you then heading to the garden?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We are going to the garden shed.
All right.
Where he made his sweetmeats.
I'll make your sweet meat.
Well, I guess it would technically be sweet bread.
Nah, I'll make your meat sweet.
Oh, there you go. She's better at this than I am.
So... Please get that sugar away from me.
It's cinnamon sugar and sprinkles.
So as you were informed, the garden colony is on Landsberger Schaus. It is called Schreiber Gardens or Schreibergarten.
You said the same word with a Swedish chef accent. I call bullshit.
S-C-H-R-E-B-E-R G-A with a little umlauts R-T-E-N
Schmershabersher.
So yeah, this man's sausages were sweet meats and sweet breads, more than likely.
Oh yeah.
You guys know that this is actually garden colonies are pretty popular in Berlin.
Garden colonies are very popular in Germany to this day.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's just a little plot of area where you can garden.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a little shed on it.
Yep.
Everybody kind of has their own shed.
If garden. You take the train and you go through the backcountry, you will see them. They're adorable. In fact, I think you can get a license to live on them.
Passion!
Yeah, they're adorable.
There's little tiny garden plots.
It's like our backyard.
So you.
But if other people were on it.
Where you can make people into food.
Yeah.
Well. We do have lots of sheds.
We have several sheds.
They have 3 sheds.
Nice. And one's
chicken,
not being
and
used.
A chicken coop that's not done yet.
It's true. It's getting there.
Hey, Grady has a slaughter tub.
He does yes, have, he slaughter, does have tub.
A slaughter tub.
Fucking slaughter tub.
All right. With your directions from
Lulu.
Was it Lulu, I believe?
Mm-hmm. Lulu.
You are able to get there? It is in a place called Hellersdorf. It is at the eastern edge of the city. About a 10-minute walk along the tree line takes you directly to Grossman's colony. It says, the allotments here ring a large ornamental pond. His shed is discernible by its tumble-down appearance. It has certainly lacked care since his arrest. And, from the looks of it, even some time before that. It is a small timber structure about 10 feet square with a pitched roof and one window on each wall. The paint was once a pleasant blue-green, has now faded and chipped to such an extent that the shed is mostly exposed natural wood, now weathered and dreary gray.
That's a look.
With rust running down from every nail and screw.
Not a look.
I don't know. There's a couple of, like, modern chic farmhouse people that would pull that barn wood off and put it on their wall.
Oh, for sure.
The land around the shed is overgrown and choked with weeds, much in contrast to the carefully tended lawns and gardens of the other allotments. Gravel drive leads up to the cabin in front of the street and shows a sign of frequent passage by heavy vehicles over the years. You are at said shed.
So this one obviously is kind of sticking out because it's not being cared for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was kind of going in and out. So you said there's a cabin and a shed, or just a shed?
There's just a shed.
I think they're referring to the shed as the cabin itself.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
It's a large enough quarter.
Yeah, normally, so it's normally like a plot of land with one like shed or something on it.
It's probably like a 20-foot square plot of land, and 10 feet of that is that shed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And normally it's either in the front or the back of the lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of vegetables does he have?
Well, it was a bunch of weeds.
It's all weeds. Like, mm-hmm. it hasn't
been He's been gone for 10 months. And it's the summer solstice, so unfortunately...
You know what our garden looks like after a day.
After 3 days, yeah, yep. Seriously. Yeah,
that's probably about it.
It's 10 months of just overgrowth.
Yep.
It's basically wildflowers at this point.
Makes me say it.
And honestly, the other gardens would be very annoyed with his.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes. Because they keep those things to a very high standard.
I'll go up to the shed.
Let's go to the shed.
Anybody have a crowbar? Yeah.
I have a picking. Small knife.
Normally, they're not locked.
Try the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unlocked.
Okay.
I didn't know if you were going to give more description.
No, I'm just saying, like, if we need it.
No.
I just love how
everybody's like, I kick the door in. Just try the f***ing handle.
No.
In case. Never.
The door's open?
Door is unlocked.
Yeah. In fact,
it's slightly ajar.
Oh, God. Oh,
even worse.
Is there dust on the ground from what we can see?
Entering, you find the interior to be musty and extensively cobwebbed and dusty.
Okay.
Floor is covered in dead leaves and the bones of small animals.
Ew.
Disconcertingly, rows of smoke-stained garden gnomes stare down impassively from the rafters and the crossbeams.
Garden gnomes are the killers.
I knew it.
We're dealing with gnomes. Likely brownies.
So the garden gnomes are in the ceiling?
They're like sitting on the rafters in the and around the edge of the...
We're going to deal with freaking brownies or red caps.
It's a mix of various different types of gnomes. The shed is emptier even than Grossman's apartment. Even more empty? I don't know.
That's weird.
There's a word missing in that sentence.
Who the hell was going there?
When it wasn't the
There
place.
Is only a mm-hmm. single small wood-burning stove... Which, if you open up, you find the mummified remains of a bird, which probably fell down the chimney and could not get back out.
Oh.
That's kind of sad. Mm.
Dozens of small hooks are screwed into the rafters and beams. The walls are lined with empty storage shelves. Even now, the lingering odor of smoked sausage is discernible.
I take out a handkerchief and put it over my nose.
Does it smell like pork sausage?
Probably.
Would you know the difference?
Yes.
Emily says, do not test my sausage knowledge.
Would your character know the difference? Between pork, beef, human, horse?
Well, considering humans taste and smell like bacon when you cut them with a cautering iron.
All that salt in our
Would your character really know that, though? Like,
no, but Emily, for Emily's curiosity.
Yes.
It just smells like pork. Sausage. How high are these rafters?
It's like a 10 by 10 building, so I mean, the rafters are probably eight feet.
8 to 9 feet above you.
Can we knock one of these gnomes off to investigate said gnome?
Yeah, absolutely.
You are going to get us haunted.
I am going to not break the gnome, hopefully.
Give me a spot hidden roll.
Okay.
All of us?
I got...
Tyler's the one doing it.
A 67.
Did you make
which
it?
Which is too high.
Oh, mine's too high too, sorry.
You try.
You can spend luck. Remember, that's a thing.
I don't want to burn 20.
Yeah.
7.
Well, if you're investigating the room.
Yeah.
That's extreme.
Okay. You can reach up and somehow knock down a gnome.
Yeah.
When you pick up the gnome, Friedrich, you see that stuffed inside of the hollow gnome is a handmade cloth doll.
Mm. See? That's why I was like, there's something off with these gnomes.
I'll pluck it out and take a look at it.
The doll's button eyes shine strangely in the half light of the interior.
How many gnomes are in this room?
Dozens. In fact, if you start popping them all down, you find the same within each one.
Do the same kind of doll look different?
It's the exact same doll, or they're...
I mean, similar dolls. They're not identical, but they're all
But do they have, like... blue buttons for eyes and then brown buttons for eyes.
Do they look like, is there a tag that says made by?
Or nope. Name.
Do they look handmade?
It's Coraline.
Yeah, they do kind of, they appear handmade.
Okay, so we have a collection of
dolls. Do they have
now,
hair?
Which is creepy.
Probably some kind of yarn for hair.
Are they blonde?
I mean, it's not like they're expertly created.
Does it look like the, like with an extreme, I'm going to look at like the stitching. Does it look like this person is making the same sorts of mistakes as a specific kind of
a
stitch? Is there consistency between them?
Yeah, there's a consistency between
okay.
them. They definitely all appear to have been made by the same person.
Okay, well, we
and you said there are dozens.
Yeah. Like, if you pop down all those gnomes, you pretty much find one in every gnome.
Is there anything discernible between the gnomes? Like, names written on them, or... Mm-mm.
Do some look older?
Numbers or letters?
Nope. Nothing strange with the gnomes, other than finding dolls inside of them. And as you're, you know, going through all this, there's suddenly a sort of a knock at the open door.
Uh-oh!
Hello.
It's a woman in her mid-50s.
Is it Helena?
Karen?
No.
I was about to say, what's with these mid-50s women that just kind of wander into our spaces?
She just says, can I help you folks? Is there anything I can do for you?
We were looking at taking over the ownership of this plot.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been touched in quite some time. Almost a year or so, actually.
Yeah, we can tell. It's quite overgrown.
Yeah, and she kind of looks about and she goes, what the hell?
I'm Adelaide. Who are you? What's your name? I should not be so hostile.
Joanna Pagenkampf.
Joanna. Do you have a plot here?
Yes, my plot is, you know, two or three this direction.
Lovely.
She says, did you guys find those gnomes in here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were just coming to see what was left behind.
Strange. We had a lot of our residents were complaining of missing gnomes last year.
Well, I think we found them.
That's bizarre.
Very strange. When did they go missing?
Yeah, just over time. So prior to that. Within over the past year or so.
They're missing.
Have they stopped going missing in the recent months or...
Strangely, yes. Although most residents just stopped putting them out because they kept going missing.
Correlation or causation? Am I right?
Nerd.
Yeah. Yeah. I assume that you do know that this was Carl Grossman's shed.
What?
Yikes!
Why do we keep checking places?
You were
going to
say yes.
With?
I saw that. I stopped myself.
This seemed to be the place where he got up to all sorts of shenanigans. You often came out here for a weekend and you were with anywhere from 1 to 4 women at a time.
Did the police ever come and investigate this location that you know of?
Not to my knowledge.
Karen, you never went to the police?
I can't we just call the 50-somethings at one and start asking questions, Karen?
I like to keep myself out of other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whenever he had women here, it wouldn't be long before the sounds of violence and beatings were heard.
Karen!
Karen, you might want to call next time.
Yeah, that's
my
kind
dude.
Of true. Ed. Even though dudes...
Look, can we talk about why...
I did all I can, truthfully. I offered shelter to some of these women, but...
Did they ever take you up on it?
Roll psychology.
Wait, did she
Can
say
I roll
four,
psychology?
Like, he would bring women, like, 4 women at a time?
Up to.
Oh.
1 to 4 women.
So quite literally, he was bringing in hordes of women. Like, walking?
Hmm?
Bud, don't get rid of that. That dice needs to come home with you.
What was it?
15.
Stolen. You got a 15.
So those
did
are you.
Did you get it?
No! I have a 60.
So if you succeeded on psychology, congratulations, sir, because yours is base, isn't it? Yours is base?
Huh? No, I have some. I have 20.
Okay.
So he has 10 extra.
You did succeed.
I did not pass that.
You get the idea that she's sort of indifferent. She has mixed feelings on the act.
She has a history.
What are mixed feelings?
She may have a history
They're
in
whores,
said area.
Dear.
She has mixed feelings on the acts of charity because these women were clearly prostitutes.
Okay.
They're whores. Again, Lottie. The ghetto in her is about to boil out.
She says, when he was out at the cabin by himself, he always seemed to take a perennial interest in the neighbor's children. He liberally handed out sweets, chocolate, preserved meats, even clothing.
Wait, what? Preserved meats?
Yes. He was a sausage maker. Yeah. The acts of charity were roundly rejected by the colonists, who warned their children to stay away from him.
Yes.
Probably a good
Nothing
idea.
Nothing further ever happened, but I think, of course, obviously, Grossman was up to no good.
So wait, did any of the women take you up on offers of shelter? Did we ask this? Did we get that answered?
I don't think
so. None of them did.
Yeah. Hmm.
She would even go as far as to hint that they were not unhappy when they left.
When they left.
So some left.
Yes.
Did she ever see somebody that come came but never leave?
Well, I don't live in here, so to be honest, I don't really know.
But none that are of note to you?
No.
Do all the doll eyes look weird in light? Or just some of them?
I mean, they're just buttons that are shiny. That
okay. You just, said they look strange in the light.
Yeah, you said that they were like strange in the light.
It just seems it seems odd.
Okay. Because yes. I didn't know like...
Like the buttons on these eyes seem to be like the brightest thing in the building as they gleam in the sunlight gotcha. Shining through.
Now it's like I'm thinking people that got away might not have a doll, but the dolls have something in them. Like they got replaced with a ghoulie.
Mm-hmm. He ran the business, as I said. Delivery lorries were from a variety of local food distributors would often come out to the shed where they would, I could see them loading up crates of worst and canned meat.
Oh, no.
It's the worst canned meat, yeah.
Truly.
Worst, W-U-R-S-T.
Yeah. Worst.
Worst? This is the worst sausage I ever had.
But I can't stop eating it.
Oh, I can't have it, just one.
When he wasn't using the shed, as his air quote love nest, it was clearly some sort of processing and distribution point for his black market meat.
Black market meat?
Well, yes, he ran the business. He didn't own a license to run a business.
Oh.
Yeah, again, it's homemade sausage making, so. Yeah.
I asked him once about his work as a butcher, claiming that he was selling pork and beef, though he remained cagey about where he acquired his meat. He seemed to make quite a tidy profit off the sales, though.
How do you know he made a tidy profit?
As I recall, the previous sale was merely a week before he was arrested. And from the stack of marks, it appeared to me as if he were making quite the profit.
She is so nice.
Who did he sell to the last time?
None of the trucks were really marked with specific grocery stores or anything, just simple delivery trucks.
Hmm. Anyone, any repeat drivers?
Yes, a few times. Absolutely.
Any notable characteristics, traits?
No. Just some poor sap that had to drive a truck all day.
How long had this type of operation been running?
Oh, a year or so.
Only a year?
Well, I've only been here a year. It could have been longer.
Because the roads look very worn with continual truck usage.
Yes, we do also have garden trucks that drive through here. Mm. Can I get intelligence checks from all of you?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Ooh, hot five. I love these dice.
17.
I did it. I got a 70, but that's okay because I'm 85.
So I went by half.
36. I got by half.
You got extreme.
So did everybody succeed?
Yep.
Seems like it.
Uh-huh.
Bummer. You all sort of just think about that for a moment and realize that there's a good chance some of those canned meats and things are still in stores.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
and that requires a sand check.
Oh, dang it.
Everybody lose sanity.
I think it's my first sand check.
You roll against your sanity number?
Yeah, correct. And roll under.
I think this is my first sanity check. Oh, I made it.
Oh, I did not.
Oh, me neither.
The two who succeed, it is zero. Nice. Otherwise, it is 1d4 for the failures.
May I have a d4, please? I forget what a d4 looks like.
It's a pyramid. It's a triangle.
Ah, two. Three. three.
What'd you get, Tyler?
Two. So seemingly for the first time during your investigation, it kind of gets to you.
So the two people that don't have normal day jobs are the ones that are not affected
by how me awful it's
humans
like,
can be.
I've probably eaten that.
You look like the man who likes his some canned meat.
Yeah, Adelaide is thinking about the effect on the greater community and how many people have eaten human meat
without knowing it.
Beans.
And all because we didn't track this idiot down sooner.
Honestly, I feel if you don't know it's human, it's probably better than knowing it is. Because then you're like, it was really good.
It's like when I had blood sausage more. Or blood pudding. Yeah, that's so gross. Good.
Easier to enjoy before you know what it is.
Congealed blood.
I can't even eat bread pudding.
Mm.
Okay, Lucas, though, doesn't count because he has, like, the taste buds of a toddler. So.
We'll get you some blood pudding.
No. It's like, hey, Lucas, you know what potpourri smells like?
Yep.
Put that in your mouth.
It doesn't. You had some.
I tried eating that
one. I had Irish.
Wait.
We cannot all just pass over the fact that Lucas said that he has tried eating potpourri before.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was like, what's this? And I put it in my mouth.
I've tried it as well. It is not very good.
You know, the scene from Elf where he puts fashion fruit spray. Ah, that was kind of the reaction.
Yep. Yeah. Joanna, are we the first to come around the cabin? That you've seen?
Since Grossman's arrest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't believe they investigated, but to be fair...
Yeah, they wouldn't have if you didn't call them.
Right.
Was he arrested?
He was caught red-handed, so I'm not sure that would have made a difference.
Yeah.
Was he arrested at his apartment?
It doesn't say what he was arrested.
It doesn't specify. I would imagine he was arrested attempting to transport the body some way.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. You've been a great help.
Of course.
We may or may not purchase this place now.
Yeah. I can get you in touch with the...
No, that's okay.
No, I think that would be... With whom?
That would be great.
The leasing
Yeah,
office.
That would be great.
Would it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because we can find out more information than what stupid, nosy, busybody Karen knows.
And she's only got a year's worth of knowledge.
Yeah.
And she'll give you, the information of someone who basically runs the area. It's essentially a groundskeeper.
The pit boss.
Kind of.
Yeah. Ew.
I'm just going to smile and nod and wait for her to leave.
She just kind of... She walks into the room and kind of kicks some of the gnomes around and picks one up, brushes it off, and leaves. As if it were hers.
Thief.
Fair.
Did we pull the doll out of it?
I'm going to imagine you pulled the dolls
out of
it.
Yeah, I was like, we got all the gnomes down. We got
all the dolls.
So we
have just a pile of gnomes and a pile of dolls.
Yeah, right. She didn't seem to care about the dolls.
Yeah, need worry about these dolls.
All right. I'm going to do three things. So anybody can interrupt me between these things.
Real quick, I'm going to squeeze the doll and feel about, see if there's anything inside of it.
Another doll.
Please don't tell me it's full of hair.
No, it's teeth, either it's doors. Either grass or hay or something straw, something inside.
I'm
just
seeing if there's anything hard, like something is inside of it.
No, doesn't seem to be.
So far, these seem like his trophies. But
yeah, I thought... Mm.
I didn't know if he had something of a remembrance inside, so each one of these has a piece of the person.
Mm. Mm. Might be worth tearing open.
Doesn't seem to. You don't seem to feel anything in there.
I'm opening one up.
Okay. When you open one up, you definitely see a mixture of grass and hay, any kind of stuffing that could be found.
Like earthly stuffing, not like human stuffing.
Correct.
Human stuffing.
Okay. That's fine.
Right. I'm going to go back to the wood-burning stove.
Sure.
You said there's a bird in there.
Yes.
Ash in the bottom.
Probably, but it's very old.
Okay, I'm just going to sift around, see if there's anything.
Seems to be the remnants of bits of wood and coal.
Okay. I'm just going to kind of like rub it off, see if any bone or anything like that.
No, not that you could find.
Okay. Except for the birds.
I'm going to stand up. I'm going to look around the room. And I'm going to start putting the gnomes back up on the...
Okay.
Try to arrange them generally facing the way that I...
Sans one gnome.
Remember them. Yeah, sans one gnome, which could be an issue.
Roll for initiative. I'm just kidding.
As they leap out of your hand and towards your face.
This is a Goosebumps inspired episode. I was going to say,
it's a Goosebumps
book. The gnomes
exactly
are
exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. I'm looking for the gunny gnome.
I'm going to look at Lottie. Do you trust me?
Take my hand. Do you trust me?
And she just stares at you like, I don't know.
You can trust him. He won't hurt you.
Yes?
He's going to show you the world.
Lay down.
Again.
Like, she just kind of looks at everybody in the room and just
we're here with you.
Sits on the ground.
It's filthy, but you're on it.
Well, she's used to being filthy.
Are you used to laying on mounds of dead animal bones? Okay. Good.
Okay.
Anything? On the ground. I'm going to, like, just slowly circle her different angles.
Wait for something to trigger.
No.
She's very tense.
It's fine. It's okay.
Nothing?
You don't find this weird?
It is. It's weird, but I'm used to weird.
Is there a, like a...
It's that last...
Because you said there's not much in here except for, like, the stove. And is there, like, a bench or anything where stuff would be worked on? In there at all?
No, it's completely
just
empty.
Barren except that. Okay, because I didn't know if we'd find something like.
Well, they said that there are shelves, but they're empty.
Yeah, their shelves are empty.
You're not really going to be able to like dismember and grind and chop up a body on a shelf. And you got to cut it with the cleavers and such.
Mm-hmm. You trust me?
Right? Yes.
Very little, but she does.
I'm going to take my pocket knife out.
Mm-hmm. Her eyes are very wide.
I'm going to open it.
Okay. Adelaide's eyes are getting wet, too.
I'm going to slowly approach.
Okay.
I'm going to kneel down next to her.
She's extremely tense.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the knife to her throat.
Adelaide puts her hand in her purse, reaching for her own knife.
What are you doing? Are you just laying there and letting this happen?
She is like, her nails are in the floor, like, staring wide-eyed. Her breath is very quick. Her pulse is like pushing your knife, like...
Frederick, is everything okay?
Oh, anything? You just became her knight in shining armor.
I'm kind of just like, well, you no one's saying rude. Anything. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'll stand up, close an eye.
It's broke.
She's like,
I mean, just like, no one's saying anything. What is going on?
You all right, buddy?
She's going to quickly get up to her feet and run over to Erwin.
Hide behind him.
She's straight gonna hug him and like hold him. And he's gonna be like,
I'm going to go outside.
In a huff.
I am a little.
You're mad.
I'm miffed. I'm straight miffed.
Yeah, you're mad.
You are miffed.
You're mad.
He's having a tiff.
I'm gonna
right
look
now.
At the.
You're
the
mad
plot.
In two different senses of that word.
I'm just gonna walk through the plot. And just kind of, as I go, feel the dirt. Okay. See if there's any areas that kind of give a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really finding much of anything. You're probably finding some more animal bones just kind of scattered about. Probably some broken bird eggs from different hatchings, that sort of thing. You're not really finding anything else.
Yeah. Walking around the plot's not a bad idea, mainly because if they did bury something, there's probably decomposition, you will have collapsing spots.
Yeah.
Right. There's probably some old... So maybe rotted wood stakes where maybe a vegetable was marked by a tag at one point, something to keep track of where things were in the garden. You know, if you look around, there would be different stakes with tags. You know,
yeah.
You know, whatever. I don't know what they grow in Berlin.
I'm gonna go to one stake and then just use it to start digging in that area.
You find some rotted vegetable kind of left in the ground that was never plucked.
Potate. Maybe a turnip.
Squanch.
I'm out of ideas, friends.
Lottie's terrified.
You have something you want to say to Lottie? Maybe to repair your relationship?
I never intended to hurt you.
What were you doing?
I was trying to see if I could see something.
Nobody else finds that weird?
That's why I asked, what is going on? Is everything okay?
She's still clutching to you, by the way. Like, every time you take a step, she's with you.
So...
Because what's your strength?
55, same as his.
Okay, cool.
You're stand off.
Strong.
We'd have a standoff. Yes. But he has a gun.
A true challenger. I do have a gun.
And a knife.
You handed to him.
I didn't hand it to him. I said he can have it. I found it. I didn't take it.
I would tell them about the visions.
Okay.
And I would explain. I've had visions before, but not like this. The first one happened when we walked into the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And I would explain, like, in clear detail what the people looked like, and then transition to the ones where I was Grossman, first seeing his body, then seeing my own body doing what I could imagine he was doing. And I was trying to trigger that. Because up to this point, I don't know why it's happening, but I feel like I'm being taken into his mind.
Do you think that maybe doing too much research into Grossman is
beneficial?
It's making you have these visions. Maybe you need to take a break.
No, I think now is...
It's a strange question, actually, because you had no idea really about what was going on until you entered the cafe.
That's true. I had the vision...
Before I knew about
it was either just before or just after the paper was read.
And the paper said nothing about him going into a cafe.
Yeah, it was literally, you said roll, and then we read the paper, and that was the start of the thing. And then he's like, you have a vision. It was like the immediate start to our scenario. Maybe you should look at these dolls that I've opened up. Maybe you'll see something different.
I would take one and... knife it open.
Same thing.
Looks the same as when he opened one. It's kind of creepy. I mean, obviously it's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's not really an explanation for it.
Hmm.
They could make for good diorama pieces.
Oh, yeah.
I'll help carry them.
We're not taking all of them.
There's dozens. It's fine. We have room.
What threads are we missing? Oh, the asylum.
Yes.
That's an important. What time of day is it?
How many dolls did we find?
Maybe midday.
Dozens. Like
dozens. Yeah. How many names do we have that didn't get away?
100 or...
There's hundreds of names in that. Yeah, there's like about 100 names in that.
But the ones that didn't get away, the ones without X's.
It's not specified on the book. I honestly couldn't give you that.
Yeah, I don't know. I was curious if there's a correlation between like the ones that got away versus the ones that didn't, if that's like a
trend. It's probably 50-50 at this point, but...
Okay. Gotcha. Damn, that dude had a lot if he... freaking had hundreds.
I mean, he ran a prolific business of sausages for like a year, so.
Yeah.
It's interesting that it's only a year and this girl disappeared over 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
that's what
keep saying that. It's like 2 years.
It is a good amount of time. He had his freedom for a bit. It was almost a year ago that he stopped.
I think that's where I keep getting mixed up. Yes, 2 years ago she went missing. He was arrested.
10 months ago.
He was arrested.
Okay. And it's likely he'd been doing it longer than just the 2 years.
And actually, earlier when I was going through this, it said he had only been arrested 6 months ago. But I don't think that's accurate. Mm.
This says 10.
Yeah, I think it's 10. Anyway.
Which would put it roughly September of 21.
Right.
So if this girl was part of it, then for sure... he's been doing it for over like a year and a half, like 18 months at least.
And she got away.
Mm-hmm. We assume she got away.
Mm-hmm. If
the exes mean something and the whole story about her being shipped off to an asylum are true.
Didn't she know? Was she the one that jumped in the river?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least that's what the maitre d' had said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I guess
Because then we just need to go find the asylum and see if she's there under her name or a Jane Doe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the German name for a Jane Doe would be.
As you guys begin to leave the garden area, you notice two women kind of reading, looking at this paper and speaking back and forth, a newspaper, speaking back and forth. One of you distinctly hears the words, a duchess? What? Insanity.
Are these both about mid-50s white women? Are they in a...
Karen!
Probably a couple Karens. Do you hear the word duchess distinctly?
Lottie would stalk up to them. She's an over everyone's bullshit right
now. Smack the paper on her.
Yeah, she'd be like, I couldn't help but overhear. What are you talking about?
And then the woman says, read this.
I got us a handout.
You got a clue. You.
We've got more pathways.
Always little.
The threads.
Grand Duchess Anastasia, alive and well in Berlin? The city's white Russian community is humming with the news that a woman claiming to be the Grand Duchess Anastasia Romanov is... Sorry, this... font sucks.
Yes,
is
does.
Living here in Berlin. The woman who calls herself Anna...
Tchaikovsky,
thank you. Was recently released from Daldorf Asylum and remanded into the care of Baron Arthur von Kleist, who served the Tsar honorably as chief of police of Russia, Poland, until the revolutions of 1917 forced him to flee, like many of the compatriots, to Germany. Miss Tchaikovsky, help me.
Tchaikovsky.
Thank you. Who is said to resemble the Grand Duchess in appearance and bearing, was admitted to the Daldorf in 1920, having lost her wits in a fall into the Landwehr Canal in February of that year. She claims that her memory is slowly returning to her, although... many details remain unclear. The Baron, who resides in a suspicious third-floor apartment of Savignonplatz...
Suspicious?
...at Kramerstrasse 11, asks that the public respects Miss Tchaikovsky's privacy...
Not a chance.
...at this time, and he attempts to help sort out the truth of the matter.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. Berlin, the Wicked City, written by David Larkins, with Mike Mason and Lynn Hardy. If you'd like to keep in touch with us, you can find us at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel on Facebook, Rancor's_Brothel on Twitter, and now you can find us on Discord. Just search for the Rancor's Brothel.